Hello and welcome to Kasinatian, Kasayuran, Kasaysayan, Kamatuuran, a podcast dedicated to discussing the latest topics of interest in Philippine politics and society from the perspective of Filipinos in general and Cebuanos in particular. This is your host, Ryan Dave Ryla, educator and voice in the wind. This afternoon, we have with us a very special guest. She is Tricia Alia Dulanas, president of the University of San Carlos Center for Legal Aid Work. She is here to discuss with us about her organization and their commitment towards their chosen mission and their goals in the university and beyond. So, Ma'am Dulanas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Salamat tayo sa pag-invite sa moang promote sa moong organization sa inyong podcast.
Okay, so thank you, ma'am, for accepting our invitation as well. For this afternoon, ma'am, no, I have presented to you numerous talking points, and we shall several talking points, and we shall cover them one by one. So, let's go first, ma'am, to your organization. No? Can you tell our audience what is USC CLAW?
Okay, thank you, sir. So, CLAW stands for Center for Legal Aid Work. So, mauni siya a community extension arm of the University of St. Carlos College of Law. So, pinaagi ani, mauni siya ang avenue sa mga estudyante sa USC Law para magamit ang ilang user knowledge para na ay matabangan ng mga tao. So, kasi siya, nagsugod din siya ang CLAW so, sa 1996. Ang among advisor karon sa Attorney General Capanat, kaniadto siya o si Annabel Pulvera, nag-appeal class sa Summer Internship Program sa Ateneo Human Rights Center. Tapos, niyato sila dito, nag-captain sila kunsay mga pamaagi sa kanilang mga legal aid program sa LAIS Bulahan. So, gamit sa ilang natunan, they returned to US no, to establish CLAW. So, kani pong CLAW, this project has the result of then Dean Gabriel Iglesias' dream of having an avenue for law students to extend assistance and service to the community and bring the law to the grassroots level. His vision is a result of his firm belief in the adage, the President Makaysay nga, he will have left life with the more law. Mm. So, kibali no, sorry?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
So bali mo dyan ang mission and vision ni CLAW to let USC law students use their knowledge in law to help those who need it. So ang target dito ta namo nga makabangan dito mga in marginalized mga tao nga aduna legal problems pero wala sila kabalog asa sila moduol first of all or wala pa sila means. So kani adto sa una and this is as far as what I know no kay I just joined CLAW when I was in third year pa. So my predecessors, the previous CLAW members, they had various projects in partnership with various NGOs. So for example, from what I can recall and what I know right now, like they would, for example, mag-add to sila sa kanang city jail to have legal education para sa mga inmates and also na-upload to sila yung project sa una nga kana mutabang sila sa mga jail decongestion programs and sa legal aid and case follow-up. So I think it was around 2017 na nga to ang among past predecessor sa Cebu City Jail Female Dorm. And then, gabuhat po sila outreach sa Hospicio de San Jose every December sa una. Tapos, gahatag sila educational legal training sa inmates sa una, so 2016 po. So, mo niya ang mga past projects sa una. So, involved tayo ang CLAW sa mga community sa legal education. sa karon, doon naman good kay kaning gitawag nga revision sa Law Student Practice Rule or Rule 138A. Doon na bag-ong rules ang Supreme Court kung unsay pwede buhaton sa mga law students. So, so this was revised in 2019, and it will take effect sa academic year 2020 to 2021. So basically, tungod aning bag-ong revisions, naanay limitations sa unsay pwede bubuhaton sa mga organizations like law and law students in general. So for example, diria before ka makahatag og legal advice or makahave public orientation on a legal topic, kailangan nimo mahimong certified. So you need to undergo a certification process, and then which is kana mahatag kag application form under oath, go to the law school. So murag naa jay procedure ba, and dili ka po pwede mo hatag og legal advice, draft of documents without a supervising lawyer as well. So that is why right now, to answer lang a common question, right now, law at present, dili mi ga-handle og actual cases, dili mi ga-appear in court, dili pa mi ga-buhat ato nga mga things, kay dili pa man mi certified, and wala pa pod mi mga supervising lawyers pod. So, just to, kay mo magunay kasagaran question sa mo agud sir, pag naay mag-ask ba, like, do we handle cases, or pwede ba sila mahatag kanang sa ilang problems and then kami ang mo-handle. Sa karun, dili pa na mao ang amoa, pero ang among buhat karun. So, ang amo mga projects sa present is really geared towards legal literacy or kanang really raising awareness about certain topics through different means that you have online. So, so far, I think
mao na
ang what is
closer. I see, ma'am. No, very interesting. So, dili gid ay, because this was also my expectation earlier. I actually wrote down that question. Do you handle actual cases? But yes, you've clarified nga it dili di ay, no. So you handle legal literacy, but you cannot appear as legal counsel, di ba?
Yes, sir. Dili mi maka-appear as counsel or maka-handle legal business. Kaya namang gawin schools na ang ilang legal aid clinics, murag, I think they're well-manned. They have sufficient volunteer lawyers to satisfy the supervising lawyer requirement. They're operational na makabuhat sa anak. Karon ang law where dili pata makabuhat anak sa karon. But hopefully, God willing, if na ay legal aid program na ang University of San Carlos mismo, posible, sir, na kung naa may legal aid clinic ang University of San Carlos mismo, nga pwede kami, ang among mga volunteer law students, pwede mi mo assist sa lawyers for their research or whatever they need to help and cater to their clients, sir.
I see. So, very interesting, ma'am. No, ako lang balikon for our audience, the rule that is actually changing, no, the nature of law is Rule 138A with 2019 revisions, correct?
Yes, sir. And it's not just in the murag nature of law. It's not like it affects or not naman affects. It clarifies the bounds of what a law student can and cannot do. Tumani ang gitawag sa rule itself na gitawag na limited practice of law. And in fact, sir, shout out na lang po. Right now, we are conducting a webinar on this particular rule para ma-clarify kung pwede na mabuhaton ba. Okay. We're also teaching our members this as well para mag-guided me sa unsay project na ma-propose and ma-execute. Okay. Basta mag-buot-buot me kanang kami mismo ang motudlo kaya ilog ay mo pwede bukaw, so itud na. So we are teaching our members this topic, the Law Student Practice Rule. So this coming Friday, September 18 at 2 to 3 p.m. na doon na may webinar para sa mo ang mga members o sa UFC Law students about this particular topic nga mo i-explain sa guest speaker na mong na-invite ni Attorney Tulongkot, Attorney Noel Cagigas Tulongkot.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. But this webinar is open to the public or exclusive for USC Law students only?
Ang among napananghit, sir, kay for USC Law students, but I will ask the speaker if he would be amenable to that. Or if not, perhaps we can reconvene and consider conducting a webinar that would be open to the public in the future, sir. So, in relation po na sa possible talking point later on future projects, we are considering and we're planning to have webinars that are accessible to the public on certain relevant law topics to be done by actual lawyers.
Okay, thank you kayo, Ma'am Tricia, no? For that one, let's go now to one of our talking points. Okay. So for that one, you have mentioned already the background of USC law and its origins in general. But I want to focus now on the scope of operations of USC law. You did mention early on that law does not handle actual cases or make court appearances. So perhaps, ma'am, I can bring your attention to legal literacy. What is legal literacy per se?
Ang kalasya, sir, kahit ka lang para mag-explain sa ang amo ang kwan ng legal literacy, sir, or amo ang ka ng mga projects geared toward ana is we take a legal topic and then we research about it, amo po na siya ipa-approve sa mong advisor before may mo actually create materials about it. And then, ang among goal is, since online magiging takaroon, sir, no, kay pandemic, ang amo apong mga volunteers, limited lang po sa online means. So, what we're trying to do right now is, since dili man ni maka-advise on a particular person, on a particular topic, because we can't. So, what we're gonna try to do is to do our part to take a topic na maybe the public is not fully aware of or medyo complicated para sa ilaa, and then we will do our best to create materials, whether infographic or a primer na amo i-publish sa among page para maabot sa ilaa, and kung pwede po dila nga i-print nila kung gusto sila. So mo na siya ang amo ang current karon na project na maligitawag ng mga info drive project. So naami team ang volunteers right now nga assign na mo major topic. And then sila ang mo research and mo hopefully generate a material nga masabtan. And then kung ma-approve siya sa among advisor nga okay siya sulod, dili siya inaccurate, masabot siya, amo na dai na siya mag-design niya, amo na dai na siya i-publish sa moang page. And siguro kung naapod may makita ang mga beneficiaries na would benefit from it, like maybe for example right now usa sa mga topics na among giassignan is katarong ang pambarangay. So it namin makita mga barangays na pwede na matagaan ang mga materials in the future, pwede na mamahatag ang materials free. So long term na siya nga project na mo karon, sir, ang kanang how to make these topics accessible, sir, and still accurate. So kana siya, sir, mo na mo ang
I see, ma'am. So you are informing about certain issues that the public finds as relevant to their daily life, no? But in general, ma'am, who are the public that you reach out to or you wish to reach out to, no? Who are the demographic? You did mention early on that around 4 to 3 years ago, you visited, or the organization visited, Cebu City Jail, did outreach programs, and also conducted many seminars. So who are the stakeholders of CLO per se, aside from the law students?
Okay, Thank you, sir. Kuan, depende siya, sir, sa unsay topic na amo ang mahimuan, sir. So, for example, sa karon, naamanggod sa ka word na there are medical, there are composed of medical volunteers and they're handling sexual abuse victims in terms of the medical aspect, and they actually approach CLO and ask us if we could help. So right now, it's still in the planning, sir. Dili pa ni siya executed no, or dili ipa-approve pa namo ni, pero right now sa mo alang sa officers, we are planning to have a sexual abuse awareness campaign in to help answer the query of that org, because we did inform them that we're sorry, we do not give legal advice right now. However, what we can do to help for this, and we're proposing it, is that we can have a two-way kanang campaign, kamo ang sa medical aspect, and then we will research about the legal aspect, and then if we can find, and again, this is still to be proposed and still to be approved, if we can find a guest speaker na lawyer na expertise kay sexual abuse laws, then we can also have a webinar that's for the public. Nga ang target audience unta would be those na actually are victims of this sexual abuse or know someone, and hopefully from listening to that, makabalo sila at least asa sila mo go. Like, unsay ilang pwede ma-approach ng institutions, asa sila pwede mo add to, or defined bagit sila under the law as kanang a victim, anak gani, so kana mangin anak ang question. So again, kung who is the target audience, sir, mo depend siya sa unsa nga law or unsa nga issue ang amo ang researchan or himo ang project, sir.
Okay, ma'am. So magdepende gid, ma'am, no, and that is because daghang kayo or dako kayo og scope ang balaod dinhi sa Pilipinas. And that's very pertinent, or that's very kanang relevant in our time today. But I would like to ask, ma'am, in addendum, no, in relation also to the talking point that we have right now, kaning sa scope of operations of USC CLO. Is USC CLO, for example, is it a member of larger organizations that you wish to share as well with our audience for reference, not for reference in this session?
Okay, sir. Kuan siya, sir, right now, parang under lang dito sa USC law nga org, student org, mostly composed with of USC law students. As far as I know, murag wala may existing partnerships with NGOs, or wala, dili pud ni member of an umbrella organization of legal aid organizations. However, naay possibility pod na mahimo ming part of a network of legal aid organizations kay ang Sambeda Alabang Legal Aid Bureau, which is I think our counterpart sa Sambeda Alabang na law school. They approach us to asked if we would be interested to take part in a proposed network of legal aid organizations across the country to help handle kanang questions daw from clients. But so far, sir, kanang offer pa lang to, and I still need to bring this up po sa among advisor, and maybe this needs further approval from the school, but should there be clear mechanics and clear delineation kung unsay expected responsibilities among matabang sila, I think then, sir, we would already be part of this proposed network. But as of now, sir, murag under lang gid mi sa USC law group. And siguro, in addition na lang po, if ever the USC as a university will have a legal aid clinic na po, tapos naka-mention mo ito among advisor na there is a plan to really have that legal aid clinic, CLO will definitely participate as volunteer paralegals or law students. So,
I see. Because if I remember clearly, ma'am, no, back when ABS-CBN used to held its Halad sa Kapamilya, and I believe that was an annual event, ma'am. USC Klo was also a part of those kanang kwan of those activities, no, sa katong public event.
Yes. Yes, sir. Get that kwan. Sa una, sir, tungo pa COVID yun. Basta na ay kwan mga legal aid na event sa Cebu na agad ang Klo as much as possible kung naami available talking to me. And tama ka, sir. Sa ako akong na-review, always did the participate every year sa Halad ka Pamilya ang club food. And kato, naka-appeal po ko katong last year, sir, dito sa CTU. So, kana sa una, ang amo ang isa sa pinakakusog na mga project, ang kana mo participate to the legal aid programs, kana mo tabang may draft sa katong mga documents niya, na mao'y inotaryo sa lawyers, kana sa volunteer lawyers mo, tabang mig sa ba print or kanang assess or unsay kailangan sa lawyer mo na mong ginabuhat, sir, basta kung unsa nang event, so masa city hall ba na, Halad ka Pamilya o napabay unsa daad to gid ni. Unfortunately, nahunong gid na siya, sir, tungod kay constrained ang operation sa Klo to be in the home, and I do not think na naay legal aid pod karon nga existing program in the public because of the current situation. But hopefully, if naay na yung mga virtual legal aid clinic siguro or virtual legal aid programs, we will participate upon.
On that, ma'am, ba, I also, as I was listening, no, an idea came to my mind that this is about, since Klo is working on legal literacy, I'm interested to know if for example, na imangutana ninyo, and dili siya magpa-represent, but that person also wants confidentiality on the part of the question, or rather not a question, but rather his or her concern kabahin sa balaod. And that's how do you practice, for example, in this time of pandemic, since we are all online, how do you practice confidentiality between kanang those who transact with Klo?
Okay, I see. Ano, sir, let's say that siya yung pangutan na like kanang naalang siya clarification on a law, like dili di siya yung moral mag-present o kanang I have a problem, could you advise, dili siya yung ano,
dili yung question lang. Yes, question lang yun.
I see. But he wants, the one asking just wanted to be. Well, for one, within our org, we really do not share private information, whether question or what, with other people, or FEB will be liable then. So we're very careful about that. We don't, even, we have a program right now, Law Student Body Program, just to show you lang how careful we are about the information. Like, even before, ang kani mag law student body program, we needed to ask for certain personal information from the participants who will mentor their younger law students. So, one among some programs within the school. And even before we were allowed to do that, our advisor had us research kung what's a possible liabilities namo for handling that information before he approved it. So, really within our org, we're not gonna share or tell people about your confidential matters should that question ever arise. Or else, we'd also know naman po as law students that we could get in trouble for it. And not just personally, but affected po ang integrity and reputation sa org. I think if naamay incident where we would have failed to honor the confidentiality requested of us or required of us, I think that's gonna impact on how we're going to conduct our project. No one's gonna take us as seriously or if that happens, sir. So, definitely, we're not, in short, sir, in some, dili niyo magsaba-saba kung confidential question, okay, but definitely, we will, if the nature or the tenor of the question is, even if it's about a clarification to law, if it's really something that's leading towards legal advice, we will refer it to our law advisor because he's our lawyer.
Mm. I see, ma'am. No, I raised the question actually, kay maybe some in our audience are thinking of, you know, transacting with your organization for, you know, for questions lang, no? Kay maybe kwan sila ba, but hesitant sila. So I was thinking perhaps it's kwan, it has something to do with confidentiality. So I hope for those who are listening, kwan, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask it to our friends at USC Center for Legal Aid Work, no? Kay they will take care of your questions and your confidentiality as well. So thank you, Kayo, for that clarification, ma'am.
Apo, and anyway, ma'am, pod, wala man po may action i-take nga, dili po na mo, may ipa-consult po, dili may sigurado po, amo ang advisor. We always consult with him, we ask him, what, is it okay, can we do this, or what. Kaya na po, actually, one message, na any messages amo to ask a certain question, and amo gichagi refer sa amo ang advisors, yan na ni handle ato kay ni Gobian nan siya sa mo ang allowable nga buhat. So
mga to siya. Mm, I see, ma'am. So moving on to the next talking point, ma'am, no, regarding this one regarding about recent challenges for USC Law in its outreach programs. Now you mentioned early on once again that Rule 138A is a guideline as to what law students can and cannot do. So with this rule in mind, and it takes effect in the school year 2020-2021, I'd like to ask, no, if what is USC Law doing in relation to this one right now, in relation to Rule 138A?
Sa karon, sa mo answer karon kay, we're mostly creating projects na kanang that are within what our authority is. So for example, sir, since dili man ni makabuhat o katolig, legal advice or public orientation na kami yun, okay, wala man ni certification individual ni kami nga member. So, mauna nga, the focus with me on kani among mga info drives, kani among mga internal projects po sa school to help the law members, but and hopefully, one day we plan for to have our own outreach report. We're allowed them to do outreach. So, mo lang na amo answer ka nang steer clear lang din mi sa unsay allowed sa mo ang mga buhaton. Anyway, even if constrained sa pandemic and constrained by that, eh, there are still a lot of things na pwede man buhaton dapat to help other people.
Mm. Okay, ma'am. So, thank you for that clarification, no? I think na-mention namin na to several times for this podcast session. Now, if I may direct your attention to the last point that we are making here, ma'am, sa major achievements of USC Law, or one of the last points, no, major achievements of USC Law in recent years. Can you tell us perhaps what would you consider as one of the greatest achievements of USC Law in the past decade, no? Considering that you are the president of this organization as well.
Mm, major achievements sa USC Law. So, for the past decade, I'm pretty sure na daghan gibuhat ang amo pong mga predecessors, especially because they were the ones that are able to really go sa kato mga city jails, sa barangays, sa legal education program. But in particular, last year, in the last administration under President Kent Layague, under her administration, law was able to take part in a jail decongestion program. So nahitabo ani sir kay na ay memorandum of a memorandum of agreement for the jail decongestion program between University of San Carlos and BJMP Region 7. So kani siya na feature gani siya sa uban news articles. So ang naitabo ato kay na ay volunteer sa flow nga nitabang o process sa information relating sa person deprived of liberty lang gitan-aw kung kinsa dai naka-serve sa ilahang ni sobra sa allowable na time na dapat sila mag-stay dito sa jail. And ila na gi sabi sa BJMP that pag ma-approve na ma-release date ko nga mga PDL. So sa katong collaboration na ay 6 ka PDLs na na-release. Tapos ang mo na siya ang usa sa major achievements sa USC Clo kay kanang katong agreement was good for 3 years. So until now it's still in force, and kung pwede pa mo tabang gid ang Clo ana to help sa decongestion. Ang thing lang is na-suspend lang siya ron sir kay na down daw ang system sa I think sa BJMP, if I'm not mistaken, na down ang system nga kung asa itong mga na pinaagi unta ato nga system kay pwede ron ta na mabuhaton ipadayon in our homes ang pag-process ato. So on hold siya, but possibly kung mabalik lang dito, mabalik dito may ana. So I think that's a major achievement kay it's about the real lives of these persons deprived of liberty na would really change kay ma-release man sila as a result. So another major achievement would be padayon gyapon ni og buhat sa mo ang radio show. So ang Clo adunay monthly slot every third Saturday of the month from 12 noon to 1 p.m. sa UIRX 1215. The handle of kaning kasing-kasing sa balaon na radio show. So ang makita po anak kay adunay topic na ma-assign sa MUA. It's usually a law or a legal topic, and then ang mga anchors mag-research sila about the topic, and then on the day kay they will talk about it, explain it sa mga listeners, and we'll try to also look for related information nga pwede nila ma-act on. So for example, ang topic kay about katong Magna Carta for Disabled People, so i-explain nila na, and then napos sila yung mga dugang nga information like kanang ASTA pwede mo apply to WBID, kanang things that they can take action on in Bisaya. So that's another achievement nga sa ongoing gid na siya nga project since before pa sa amua sa past administrations pa sa Clo na handog karon na napadayon. And hopefully sir kani mga legal awareness campaign. So ang among mga predecessors, they've been very active sa ani sa tato sa mga barangays and jails, and hopefully kami karon since online we plan to do it karon sa online platforms ko para ma-access po siya sa mga people na makadungog ana sir. And we're very open to possible projects where we can lend our services sa mga orgs that would present those possibilities for us po.
Thank you kayo on that one, ma'am. No, very very informative. In fact, nagsunod po ko sa inyuhang program di ay sa kasing-kasing sa balaod. So mamina.
I think
mamina pod ko ana whenever I get the time, no. So on that note, ma'am, that's really informative in the sense that we are seeing now, especially for the audience via listening, we are forming now a mental picture of the dynamism of USC Clo, no, as an organization. And now, ma'am, let's move to the last talking point for this afternoon, future prospects. So, naka-mention naka earlier about webinars as a future prospect. I'd like to ask, aside from webinars, what do you see as the future of USC law, considering that the pandemic still has no end in sight for the foreseeable future, no? So, unsay future prospect pa nato, ma'am, aside from webinars?
Hopefully, sir, no, ko ma-push through gig tong Legal Aid Clinics University. And this is what I'm really excited about and I'm really praying for. Untana madayon to siya kay para manggamit yun na mo amo ang services, not just awareness, but to really help assist volunteer lawyers in handling real cases po kong pag madayon gitong kaninga project sa university mismo, kanagid ang usa ka future prospect na gusto na mo ma-appealan gid mo kay kana siya pwede man na mo mabuhat service na arami sa talaysir ka na kung say ipabuhat sa lawyer na mag-research or tabang draft kung sa may kailangan sa lawyer ka na o pwede ka kung sa na arami sa talay virtual kuan virtual legal aid clinic ang mga tawag anak sa mga anak mga projects and that's what we want to do and hopefully kani katok na mention sir if na-clear mechanics code and kapatong i-propose na network of legal aid organizations all over the Philippines. If na-atoy clear mechanics and hopefully ma-approve po sa mga advisor, ma-approve sa school, we would also like to take part in that, sir. So, I think for now, small steps sa yun. Until, anyway, mo po na inungkod sa mo ang advisor nga kanang it's not so much about padaghanay project, it's just making sure na naajay project and matuman din siya. So we're hoping to take that goal and make it real. And lastly, outreach, we would probably have to agree and meet pa on what kind of outreach program we can do despite the pandemic. Naaba mi pwede yung mga fundraising, na mabuhat, kung sa kinsa nga beneficiary. Those are things na we need to agree on pa as a org. And hopefully we can execute na. Sana lang, sir, pakaroon.
Okay, Ma'am Tricia. Thank you for that, Juan, for that wonderful answer on the part of the future prospects of CLO, no? And personally, I'm looking forward to perhaps even collaboration with you on podcasting because as you know our podcast the Kasinatian podcast has an open door policy that it is open to all advocacies in the Philippines right now and if ever you want to share further your advocacies or the advocacy of USC CLO, no, the doors of the podcast are open, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Maybe ma-suggest ko na ako na sa mga radio show committee since mura man po sila the podcast every month. Maybe if kanang naas na ay time and ay buhat, maybe we can also help research and talk about a particular topic and talk about it in your program or kung sa man gali.
Sige, ma'am. So thank you kayo on that one, ma'am. Any parting words to our audience, ma'am, who have been avidly listening for this afternoon?
Pasalamat kay ko mga naminaw mo o pasalamat ko kay mga natagaag opportunity na ng among organization to talk about kung kaya mo mga plano o kung kaya mo mga gusto ko hapon. Sa karon no, kami ng mga present na officer tagan pa kay may hinakat-on po nagkat-on pa mi sa among predecessor, nagkat-on pa mi sa among sa mga other orgs sa ibang school. So, mo appreciate ka na mo yung tanan chance na mahatag sa mga to really learn and pursue certain projects. So, siguro ko na ay naminaw mo mudiha nga organization na related o mission vision or kanang na amoy particular cause na maghimo ba mo virtual legal aid or sa paman na project. If sa ay related na org na gusto mo tap sa CLO, please message us lang. We will be more than willing to look into it and see what we can do. And hopefully, we really can do something about it. So, do na may Facebook page. Palihog lang kung manahan mo contact. Muni ang Center for Legal Aid Work or CLO. Tapos ang logo, anak, ay duha kakamot. So, muna siya ang CLO. Kung pwede rin po ko ninyo i-message sa Facebook, ako pangantri siya, Alia Dulanas. So, Tato, pasalamat kay ko sa inyo ha, and unta daghan pagitag mabuhat gid para magtinabangay ka sa lain-laing butang no, so pag-uban makatabang sa medical, pag-uban makatabang sa education, sa kami po sa mong part, hopefully makatabang po mi sa mga matter na legal. Thank you kayo.
Okay, thank you kayo ma'am for your participation this afternoon, no? Thank you kayo ma'am.
Thank you po kayo sir, salamat yung kayo din.
And thank you as well for listening to the Kasinatian Podcast. You may follow us at facebook.com/kasinatianpodcast. We are available on several different channels, primarily on Spotify, Anchor, and Google Podcasts. So if you wish to listen, please follow us on Facebook. Again, facebook.com/kasinatianpodcast. And that ends our session for this afternoon. This is Ryan Dave Ryla, your host. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.